This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes that I hope will be of great value to your life as we continue to study, as we have for the past several times, about the all-sufficiency of the Bible. And by using the expression the all-sufficiency of the Bible, I refer to the fact that the Bible is able to give us the information that we need in any and every phase and facet of human life. We have been talking recently about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient morally, as over against the moral systems of mere human philosophers. We have pointed out that the biblical ethic is a revealed, not a speculative ethic. It has been given to us by God and not simply figured out by philosophers. It is a metaphysical ethic in the sense that it depends on the view of reality. What man is, what God is, what sin is. It has to do with the reality of man as a created being, a free being, one who can respond to that which is right and true, but that man has abused that freedom and fallen into sin, and that man is rational. He can weigh evidence and come to the truth. And then the point that we were discussing just at the close of our study last time, that the biblical ethic is an absolute, not a relative ethic. Now, to say that the biblical ethic is absolute is to say that what it teaches is true without regard as to what anybody thinks about it. There have been so many philosophies that have been taught in the world that have led people to conclude, well, whatever I conclude is all right, because if I am sincere about it, then God will be pleased with it. But this is simply not the case. When the Bible enjoins a course of action, that course of action is absolute. To explain that, let us notice. The Bible condemns murder. It does not condemn all killing. It does give the government the right, under some circumstances, to execute those who are criminals. Romans chapter 13, God put the sword in the hand of the civil government. But murder is always wrong. There are no occasions where it is right to murder. There are no situations in which it is right to murder. I say that because there are those who promulgate what is known as situation ethics, in which says, in brief, that we should do the loving thing in a given situation. In one situation, it's one thing. In another situation, it's another. In one situation, you might murder. In another situation, you might steal. You might lie. You might commit adultery, and so on. But the Bible teaches that murder is always wrong, that adultery is always wrong, that lying is always wrong, that stealing is always wrong, and so on. There are no occasions, absolutely no occasions, where it is right to murder, right to commit adultery, right to lie, or right to steal. So the Bible is an absolute, not a relative ethic. In the next place, the Christian ethic is a religious, not a secular ethic. Now, communism involves a secular ethic. Communism holds that nothing exists but matter, that there is no God, that man does not have a spirit, and that therefore the only thing that is right is that which advances communism. It is therefore purely a secular ethic. But the biblical ethic is a religious ethic. It is connected with God, with man's relationship to God, with man's obligation and responsibility to God, and with man's responsibility to his fellow man. It is connected with man's need of salvation from sin, with man's supreme duty to love and to obey God, as Jesus indicated in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, when someone asked him, what is the great commandment? And he replied, to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second likened to it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Man needs to recognize that it is his duty and obligation to love God, to love his neighbor, and to love himself, that he is under God's authority, and that he is vitally connected with his responsibility to love and obey the great God of heaven who created us all. Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.